Dylan Gallagher here. How are you doing? Got another headline to share with you. Cash out some thoughts if you're a business owner or entrepreneur. You might get some value out of this, or I hope that you do. So thanks for tuning in or for watching today. The headline that's got me going is for a food or a meal replacement beverage called Soylent. And I've never had it. I've heard lots about it. I read lots about it because I follow the tech community pretty closely. And this is, they call it the Slim Fast for Tech Bros meal. Or I heard someone say that. Anyway, so here's the deal. It's a meal replacement. They're an entire food line. Soylent makes meal replacement bars and drinks and all this sort of thing. And what I thought was interesting is they were a Kickstarter campaign. They ended up generating, you know, a lot of buzz. They ended up selling a lot of their product through online sales. And recently, the headline is, here we go, drum roll please, 7-Eleven stores to sell Soylent meal replacement drinks. And this caught my attention today because, first of all, their whole thing when they were doing their crowdfunding, they really positioned themselves to be, you know, innovative and different and kind of cool and hip, and they're going to use technology and online presence to sell and push their product, which they've done. So that's pretty cool. Always neat to see a business execute and get the results they were hoping for. But I thought it was interesting that they would pitch a 7-Eleven and follow, it seems to me, I'm just reading between the lines here, but it seems to me that they're trying to follow on the heels of the 5-hour energy drinks, where you get the little tiny bottle up by the cash register and it's, you know, a quick purchase for something that that you think you need, and it gives the convenience store like 7-Eleven the opportunity to earn a little bit more money, and it gives the 5-hour energy drink exposure to, you know, a gazillion customers. And now Soylent wants to follow on the back of that. So I thought I would talk about a little bit is that as a business, you just never really know which strategy is going to be the one that knocks it out of the park. And for the 5-hour energy drink, it's arguably where it is today because of their strategy of making a little bottle that can go beside the cash register, and time and chance and luck and whatever you want to call it resulted in them just crushing the marketplace and owning it and creating a whole new category. And now Soylent has obviously looked at that and has said, look, we think we can do that. We think that we're different than a 5-hour energy drink. We think we're a meal replacement, so we want to do the same thing. So I thought I would share that in some cases, you know, businesses think that the one way they do it is the one way they're always going to do it. And by do it, I mean how they market and sell their product to their customer. But the businesses that I think gain market share or are able to grab a disproportionate amount of the market compared to the rest of the competition is that they do come up with strategies that are different, are not conventional. And the risk is, let me say this a different way. If 5 businesses were marketing their products exactly the same way, it's reasonable to say that they could all things being equal, probably get an equal result. So all five businesses could get 20% of the market. So for a business, one of those 5, to say we're going to do something different, their risk is that A, they don't get 20% of the market on an equal basis, that they get 0, and that their 4 competitors pick up the difference. So now all of their competitors get 25% of the market share. But the win could be that if they're right, they can get more than 20% of the market share by doing something that nobody else is doing. And where does that market share come from? Well, it comes from the competition. So when businesses first launch new initiatives and new strategies, the rest of the marketplace ridicules them or gives them a hard time because they don't understand or they're not prepared to take the risk. But for the businesses that are prepared to take the risk and they understand just the pure mathematics of it, right now we're getting an equal amount of business compared to everybody else, therefore let's do something different to try and get more, and if we're wrong, we're going to get less. For businesses that are prepared to take that risk, most times they come out on the right side of that equation. So as I was looking through my feed this morning and I saw that Soylent is copying a strategy that a different product in a different category used to get more market share, I thought it was interesting to talk about that this morning and remind business owners and entrepreneurs that if you want to get the same result that everyone's getting, then keep doing the same thing. If you want to get a better result, then you've got to find a way to do something better than what everybody else is doing. And better most times means different. It means changing up the tactics or the strategy that you're using to get in front of your customers. And there's ways to hedge and measure your risk as you go so that it doesn't need to be just an ad hoc initiative, but certainly worth trying. So hopefully that gives you something to think about today. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure to subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, hello, good to see you. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Make sure to hit the subscribe button as well.